News Talk 1620 WTAW. Spring officially begins this week, and we caught up with Master Gardener Coordinator Charlotte Anthony from the Brazos County AgriLife Extension Service to talk about some lawn and gardening tips. Charlotte, what are some common questions you receive during this time of year?
Right now, a lot of people have questions on turf, and because of the last 12 months weather extremes that we've had, a number of people have quite a bit of issues, including, you know, freeze damage and turf they've lost due to drought and heat. And so it's repairing or reestablishing turf after the recent rains that have come so much, and we've had, you know, a really nice and pleasant spring. Turf diseases that typically show up in our area, like brown patch, we've seen that. So we've been talking about that with homeowners. And also real common questions come in this time of year on fertilization, you know, what to fertilize, when, what product to use, and that sort of thing.
Okay, and let's talk about that weather. You had mentioned erosion may be a problem, and is that just from, explain how, you know, it works when you have extreme drought and then all of a sudden you get a lot of rain?
Well, with the drought, we lost ground cover, whether it was plants or turf grasses. And when you've got bare soil and you get heavy rains, they begin to wash away. You know, there's nothing to hold the soil, so they begin to wash it away. And so erosion, even small bits, you know, can small spots of erosion can occur in lawns. And with the nice rains that we've had and as much bare ground as people have had in their lawns in particular, they've, you know, the topsoil has been washed away. And so we're advising people to use this opportunity to incorporate some organic matter. Our soils here have a lot of clay in them, so it's a great opportunity to lightly till in some compost, a really nice finished compost, and buy pieces of sod if they have St. Augustine in particular, and to kind of patch their turf, these bare spots in their lawn.
Okay, and you know, maybe some for people who are a little more interested in some flowers and in growing more decorative type things than, you know, just the grass in their lawns. What are some good flowers or plants that survive well in our conditions here, especially with how hot our summers get?
Well, a couple of groups of plants that Extension does thoroughly a lot of testing on, and they've gone through some rigorous plant trials. There's two categories in particular, and one is called Texas Superstar Plants. And many of those we saw in the extremes of weather last year, that those plants did really well and performed for folks. And sometimes it's a little bit hard to find them, but you have to keep watching for those plants, but some of those did really well. One of them is Esperanza. The common name is Yellow Bells, and it's a perennial. And then some of our hardy hibiscus, like Moy Grande, which is a deep maroon hibiscus. The hardy hibiscus come back from their roots, so these are not the tropical hibiscus.
Okay.
And so this comes back, it dies to the ground in the winter, and then grows back again in the spring. And that's the difference between a hardy hibiscus and a tropical. But the hardy hibiscus really did well. The New Gold Lantana, you see that around town a lot in our community because it's a deep yellowy gold. It did really well last year in the drought, and much of that has come back. And those are all Texas Superstar plants. And they've done really well.
Okay. And let's go back real quick to the brown patch, because I know, you know, I see a lot of that, and a lot of people struggle with their lawns, especially once the heat starts or really starts getting warm. What are some ways that y'all help people or tell people to help with that?
Well, brown patch occurs typically in the spring and in the fall. And the weather conditions have humid and temperatures, 65 to the low 70s. And you have to have free moisture. And so that's why our falls and springs is when we'll see that disease. And we call it the donut disease because it shows itself in roughly a circular or oval brown patch, if you will, in the lawn. Sometimes it's sort of a yellowy look. But in the center of it, the fungus is not active. So that'll be green. That turf will green up. And San Augustine can survive an attack of brown patch if it's healthy and it's not over-fertilized. Brown patch really likes lots of nitrogen, so if a lawn is over-fertilized, it can actually promote the fungal disease. But there's a number of good fungicides on the market. We also tell folks that it's going to occur in spots of your lawn that perhaps don't drain well, where water stands. And so a way to address that is to raise the level of the soil at that line. And so to, over a period of time, just gradually add some soil or compost and do away with those low spots so that water drains freely off your lawn.
Well, real quick, if anyone does want to get a hold of y'all, what's a number that they can call to reach if they have any questions or concerns?
They can call our county extension office, and that is 979-823-0129. And they can also access our website. The Master Gardener volunteers here have a website, and we have information specific to Brazos County on that site, and that is brazosmg.com.
Okay. And real quick, if you have a couple minutes, what is this plant sale that's going on right now?
Ah, that is one fundraiser that we're having this year for the Master Gardeners. And as I mentioned, they are volunteers that work closely with me, and our mission is community education. So the funds raised from the plant sale go back into community education programs and projects. It's here Saturday, March the 24th from 9 to 1 at the Brazos County Extension Office.
Thanks again to Charlotte Anthony with the Brazos County AgriLife Extension Service for speaking with us today. You're listening to News Talk 1620 WTAW.